Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, it's an all-pundit show with Chase Whittemore, Mackenzie Warren, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going with Chase Whittemore of Argentum Partners, Fred Locken, his professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, and Mackenzie Warren. Pleasure to have you on the program. She's an attorney and vice president of government affairs at McDonnell Carano. I'll start with you, Mackenzie. First of all, let me just ask you, you know, you're broadcasting from Las Vegas this morning. What's the feeling there? Is there a feeling of optimism, gloom? What's the feeling?
Yeah, welcome to my kitchen from Las Vegas. I heard Al Roker on the Today Show. He said, it's not work from home, we're living at home. So can certainly relate to that. In Las Vegas, it's different. You know, I've been down to the Strip a couple times, a bit of a ghost town, but I would say probably the most troubling, depressing, you know, pick your descriptor, is the rumor mill. So every week it seems that people working in the industry, in hospitality, in the restaurant business are wondering, is the governor going to implement more requirements? Are we going back into a deeper lockdown? And every week it seems to be that looming fear that life will be even more restricted than it is. So I would say we're hurting. It's quiet. People are doing the best that they can, taking advantage of outdoor dining. But we're an entertainment city. So we make our living on large crowds and get-togethers. And bars are a big part of the social fabric and the community in Las Vegas. And having them closed certainly brings a different feeling and a different mood. At this point, I think people are starting to think, okay, we've made it through the worst. But, you know, it's just a wait and see every week.
Chase, do you think because of the agreement at the legislature that was set up between the Culinary and the Nevada Resort Association, that the likelihood of the governor shutting everything down again as far as gaming goes is fairly limited?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question. I think it certainly will help. You know, Culinary was definitely pushing for more restrictions, better health standards, better working conditions, and that deal that they created and got passed with the Nevada Resort Association will definitely help. Then in the coming months, interesting enough, I mean, they pretty much took all of the health standards that were already in place at some of the resorts and just made them industry standard. So at the Venetian and the Palazzo, that's what we were already doing. They were already doing, and so Culinary looked to them to make those industry wide, and I think that'll definitely help.
Aaron Johnson in the Nevada Independent had an interesting column this weekend. From a conservative point of view, but a moderate conservative point of view, basically saying that people are being people, which I've been saying all along, that, you know, at a certain point, you're not going to be able to stop socialization because that's what human beings are all about. And, you know, he made it very clear that the public is voting. So if they want to have backyard get-togethers, they're going to have backyard get-togethers. And the infection rates are not going up dramatically, even in Sturgis, South Dakota, where almost 500,000 people got together. So do you think, you know, and you're political science more than, you know, psychology here, but do you think that we're just going to see more and more of that as people are going to rebel against being shut up for 6 months, 7 months at this point? Going forward?
Well, there are two drivers here that I think say that what you're saying is true. First, the economy probably would not handle another shutdown. And the second reality is that you are right, people are people. We're already seeing a resurgence in Europe. We were bragging about Europe maybe a month or two ago. They had done it right, we had done it wrong. We may have to live with controlled chaos until we have a vaccine. On the other hand, at what point, we're now at maybe almost 180,000, what death rate really begins to rattle America? They seem to be taking this in stride, but they've talked as many as 300,000 dead by the end of the year, possibly 400 or 500,000 before the vaccine's even being distributed. Those are large numbers by any definition, and I think there are elements of society that think that we should be able to behave more responsibly. I don't envy any politician. I think all of them are wondering, why did I stay in office for this? This is a rough time.
Well, and Mackenzie, isn't that one of the problems here, that the decisions are being made by politicians and with arbitrary rules? You can go to a casino with essentially, you know, even with a 50% limit, still a large amount of people, but you can't go to a bar and have a drink. You can't play, you know, a slot machine at the bar. It doesn't seem to make sense.
That's right. And you know, the put on my attorney hat for a second, the causation is just fascinating. You know, how do we connect this? We've seen just how contact tracing is in its infant stages. We know so little about this virus. And so to think that we're going to be holding businesses liable for something that we're not even exactly sure how it spreads and how it metastasizes and the different strains, it's kind of crazy. And, you know, I appreciate the acknowledgement of the arbitrariness, Sam, because, you know, we're sitting here in Las Vegas seeing that commercial properties, you know, across the state were their moratorium was lifted at the end of June. Residential still has that moratorium. What's the logic? I mean, if anything, you know, residential property owners and property managers are the ones providing like shelter for people, but they have bills, they have utilities, they have mortgages, they have expenses, they're employers. And so there really seems to be not a lot of rhyme or reason in how these lines and boundaries are cut. And we're seeing the economy suffer greatly.
And Mackenzie brings up a good point, which is, you know, at this point, the schools and the hospitals, with the exception of UMC, have this huge liability issue facing them. What is this going to do if these lawsuits come through for the rates of going to the hospital because of insurance rates going up?
Yeah, that could certainly that could certainly be a problem. You know, with the schools, the teachers union getting in at the last minute to take the school districts out of that liability bill, a lot of legislators felt like they were doing the right thing in protecting or at least trying to protect their teachers because of, well, if you have a threat of the lawsuit, then maybe the school district will take a step back and provide more protections so that they don't face those same liability measures. And then on the other hand, you might just get to the point where the lawsuits are so many that there's just no reason to reopen schools. So hopefully right now, at least, the school districts are reevaluating their reopening plans, or at least taking extra precautions, and at least for now, we've got schools opening. Thank God. I think they do need to continue to open, and hopefully their teachers and students do comply, wear masks, and have those the face shields, all that thing, so that there isn't that giant liability out there, and schools can continue to stay open.
And the other point of this, and we brought this up before on the show, is that, like the flu vaccine, there are a lot of people that are saying, well, yeah, I might take the vaccine the second year, the third year. A vaccine is not going to be a panacea, Fred.
No, and it may be very much like the flu vaccine, needing to be different every year. We think that since it's in the same family of viruses, this has the capability of changing just like the flu virus changes. And even with the flu vaccine, there are generally about 100 strains of flu in a given flu season, of which they try to guess what the sixth largest will be 6 to 8 months before the flu season begins. We're a very imperfect world on this front. On the other hand, we've never been more dense. We've never been more populated anywhere in the world. People being pressed so close together, these communicable diseases are becoming a very serious problem. And I think we have just begun what we will know the rest of our lives, and what the next generation will be dealing with, are constant threats like this.
Well, it's that rebellion thing, too. Back to the rebellion. I mean, people are rebellious. But at the start of the lockdowns, we were told that, well, we need to lock down to flatten the curve, and then it became no more curve. And so I think that's when people started to say, well, why am I staying in if obviously we're going to have to at some point live with the virus? And again, a vaccine, if only half the population take it, isn't going to be very effective.
Sweden's experience, though, with the herd attempt, everybody was watching that, failed. And Denmark failed. And we're already seeing a second strain, probably a third strain's already in circulation of the coronavirus. What's interesting is what kind of effect the vaccines will have, because they were all designed for the first version.
Okay, well, Dean Schwenk, who's the head of the medical school here in Reno at UNR, said the thing to watch for, the number to watch for, is hospitalizations. That's the big number. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more with our pundits after this timeout.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Safety, we all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our All Pundit Show with Chase Whittemore, Mackenzie Warren, and Fred Locken. Mackenzie, Jill Tolles was on the program, the Assemblywoman, last week, and she was talking about people in her district that contacted her that OSHA was coming to their businesses. They were giving that business a pass, saying they were doing fine, but asking them to check up on other businesses and essentially rat them out. That was her words to OSHA if there were any problems. Is that somewhat heavy-handed, would you say?
So I'm not the Northern Nevada expert on the panel, but this has some parallels to what we're seeing down in Southern Nevada. Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore just last week very bluntly called the city's public health inspectors snitches. And she was very protective of her businesses, saying, you know, they already have all these requirements they're trying to follow. They're doing their best. Do we really need to be actively out there doing code enforcement? And it was a narrow vote. It was 4-3 that Las Vegas City Council voted to maintain that program. So I think it's a real tension that the politicians are having to navigate. Obviously, they're hearing from those donors, the people that contribute to their campaign. Oftentimes, business owners are saying, hey, lighten up. We've got enough to deal with. And then there's the public. We have people that are sick. We have people dying. We have people who are really hurting right now. So they have to sort of meet in the middle. And I don't think the tensions and the discourse that you're seeing up in Northern Nevada that Assemblywoman Tolles reported on is very different from what we're seeing down south.
And one more thing from Southern Nevada is Don Ahern's hotel had hosted events where they presumed that they could get the 50% number in their convention center that had been approved. There was one event that had a couple of hundred people that Mayor Goodman was at. And then they have an event that is a convention that's in support of President Trump. And suddenly they're being invaded by the city licensing department. And they had another event where the city came after them again. And this is going to blow up into a big lawsuit. What are you hearing about that?
You know, I don't want to wade into the, political slice of how that all went down. But what I will say, Sam, is that, you know, as a native Las Vegan, it is critical that we protect our image. And if we want to reemerge and we want to start seeing those conventions that are huge economic drivers rebook, in, we hope, 2021, we've got to take it seriously. So I really understand the plight of enforcing, irrespective of whether it's a rally for Biden or a rally for Trump. This is a very precious time for Las Vegas to show the world that we're safe, that we're taking this virus seriously, and we're not going to do anything that could be deemed reckless and put our precious residents, but also tourists, at risk.
Chase, your thoughts on that? Because we're looking, over the weekend, we had a column from Rick Velotta in the Las Vegas Review Journal saying that potentially the NFR finals is going to be canceled this year, which will be another major hit to Las Vegas. But their whole deal is the crowds. If they don't have the crowds, they can't pay for the event, let alone the prize money.
Right. I don't envy that decision at all. But I think McKinsey's right. You've got to protect the image of Las Vegas. And I think Las Vegas has done a good job at that. The Strip properties have done a good job of that, you know, testing as much as they can and requiring all their workers to wear face masks and patrons to wear face masks, all those things. And if, you know, the Ahern lawsuit, I don't know how that'll play out, but, you know, if they were doing things that put in danger people's lives, then they do need to be held accountable.
Well, I have to jump in and say that they were doing the social distancing, people were wearing masks, they were taking people's temperatures. Their feeling is that this was totally political, that because they had a Trump event, that folks from the licensing department were against them because of that.
I don't know. I can't speak to the folks of the licensing, but you look at the Las Vegas City Council, it's fairly conservative city council. So I don't see how that that affects the employees at City Council. But again, I think if you're going above the requirements, then you're not going to be shut down. You're not going to be subject to those folks coming in. But
well, we've got an invite out to Don Ahern to be on the program, so we will see from him where the lawsuit sits at this point. Let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll talk about energy. Interesting times. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our All Pundit Show with Mackenzie Warren from McDonald Corano, Chase Whittemore with Argentum Partners, and Fred Locken is a professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. So there have been lots of accusations, Fred, about Nevada following California in so many different ways because of Governor Sisolak and his friendship and liking to follow Gavin Newsom. We saw these cutbacks in terms of energy because of the heat wave that we've had and the fires and everything else going on in California. We had NV Energy asking us to cut back in Nevada. What does this say about renewable energy going forward where power plants are being taken offline because of renewables? But renewables, as we know, if the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing, geothermal is the only other result there.
Well, California's problems are fairly unique just because it's such a large market and has basically prevented any energy solution for probably 30 years. The environmental protection process, the licensing and petition and permitting process is completely out of control. Nevada has seen itself as being able to be the provider, that it can be a good income solution for Nevada. But we're still rather at an infancy stage with the alternatives. I mean, we have plenty of capacity in this state, but we need incentives to get anybody to really build them. We certainly have eliminated coal, but we do have the natural gas plants, and they've been tapped to be able to provide energy to California during the peak periods. And there is a very controversial proposal with a couple of the tribes that I think is dead on arrival. Nevada is a very logical place for siting these sorts of things, but we speak to a national grid and power generation capability that is woefully inadequate. The utility design and the private company design has failed us. In its current machinations, it is not working, and we are seeing more and more states fall into these power problems. New York, Con Ed, is about to completely collapse on the East Coast. I hope it gets to that. I think it's less politics and less a failure to invest in our infrastructure to plan ahead, and that's the fault of almost every utility, and they can claim environmental issues. But Europe and other countries have gotten around this. I think we are woefully inadequate at the moment.
Mackenzie, as you're experiencing near record heat levels in Las Vegas, what are your thoughts on this?
I can tell you what Joe Public is saying. They're throwing their hands up and saying, good riddance, it's 115. And you're asking me to not, run my AC or do a load of laundry when we're all, living, working, breathing, everything is happening within our homes. I think there's a healthy dose of skepticism, but we need energy, and we have to think smarter. We have to think cleaner. I think the renewable portfolio standards is a great step, but we're now challenged with forging ahead and innovating and allowing us to have a reliable source. But in the backdrop, of course, is this economic disaster. So I think that's gonna slow down Nevada's charge, which I think is really well intended, but inevitably it's gonna be lagged dealing with the virus and all the repercussions that follow.
Chase, are we just going too fast? Is that the real question here?
I don't know if that's the right question. I think, you know, what's interesting, if you look at MD Energy's plan for building new transmission, Fred's comment, they want to invest in the infrastructure, and that's going to come. Obviously, it's going to be a very long process. It's 8 to 10 year process, I think. So the infrastructure's definitely behind. I think you're right, Fred. They are planning for the future, but what's interesting about that is part of that plan is to join CAISO, which they, you know, what we wanted to do with question three was for us to join CAISO to have this this energy imbalance market create better energy solutions, better pricing models, all of that. And so now you'll look in probably in 10 to 15 years, that's exactly where we're going to be with NV Energy. They're going to join CAISO. It's just a matter of time.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. A great panel, great show. Appreciate you all being here. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.